to it. The death toll now at 21 in northern Mexico. 21. The government of Coahuila State said 10 gunmen, 4 police among the dead. A gun battle on Saturday in Villa Union. It came just days after President Trump expressed support to President Obrador of Mexico that we would help, the Americans would help with this ongoing war that seems to be getting worse. Mexico on track to have its worst homicide numbers ever. The homicide rate in Mexico almost 7 times now what it is in the United States. 7 times. Take that into consideration. A country that has exactly one gun store has a gun violence death rate and a murder rate 7 times that of the United States. This gunfight, the latest, bringing problems for Obrador. He was elected a year ago saying he'd bring an end to much of this violence. And, of course, one of the most notorious events recently, the slaughter of Mormon women and children that hailed from the United States but have lived in Mexico for years. They were attacked on November the 4th, that massacre. Again, women and children of Mormon faith gunned down by the cartels. And it's not getting any better. Keep an eye on all of this. We'll keep you up to date as it goes forward. You probably caught the fact that Donald Trump went to Afghanistan for Thanksgiving, was serving food to the troops. Top secret mission that they pulled off. You might have missed, though, that Newsweek magazine, or whatever it is now, it's not really a magazine anymore, but Newsweek Online put up a story about how Trump was going to do nothing but tweeting and golfing over Thanksgiving. And the woman that wrote the story was then fired after the trip to Afghanistan when her story proved to be bogus. The problem is her story was assigned a week in advance after she called in and told the editor, hey, he's gone to Afghanistan. This story has changed. They didn't update her story, assigned a different writer to write the news story, and then fired her. Pretty odd. But I tip my hat to President Trump for going all the way to Afghanistan and meeting the troops. I'm happy here, he said. And I'm here to say happy Thanksgiving. Thank you all so much. As President of the United States, I have no higher honor than serving as Commander-in-Chief, he told the troops, among other comments. Concerning Black Friday, I admit it. I did it. I admit it, I did it. I did a little bit of Black Friday consumering. I did. I don't know if you did. People don't do it like they used to. It's kind of a shadow of what it used to be because, well, you can get so many deals now ahead of time. Black Friday events run for a month at a time. I mean, you look at car sales, Black Friday event all month long. Well, of course, that's going to take away from the excitement of Black Friday, the day itself. I did talk to one young man, bought himself a brand new Kimber 45 ACP for about half price. That was a Black Friday deal, and that was hard to pull off. There was a limited number of those available, and he did pull that off. But Black Friday, not what it used to be. I did pretty well. I'll tell you about that another time. But all right, fine. We bought a vacuum cleaner, right? We bought a vacuum, a really nice Roomba, and got it for half price. And that was worth it to me. Trust me. People say, does it work? It works great. We have pets, right? So the Roomba keeps the hair and everything under control from the dogs. We're dog farmers half the time. We have 3 dogs running around and a cat or two, and that piles up with hair if you don't stay on top of it. So the Roomba runs automatically, picks up the hair, and makes my life better. And there was a, you know, I just want to go to this next story. I'm looking at what I want to do here. The time I have, I want you to hear the best thing you're going to hear today. I do. I want you to hear the very best thing you're going to hear today. And I'm going to go back to the game, or what, you know, was not much of a game toward the end, but the Ohio State University of Michigan football game on Saturday. If you're watching the game, you may have missed this part if you got up and left the room because J.K. Dobbins had run wild and was scoring again and again and again, ran up, I don't know, over 200 yards in rushing against the Wolverines' hapless defense. But you may have missed the most radical thing said during the telecast. And I say radical because one of the announcers took time to point out the truth about J.K. Dobbins and the fact that he might not have been here at all except that his mother persevered. His mother had faith and persevered. Listen to this. I want to go to bite number 9. I want you to hear this. It's the best thing you're going to hear all day, maybe all month. All right, it's bite number 9. Go.
211 yards rushing. What does this kid not do? He's churning the clock out in between the tackles, and then bam, lightning on the outside, the explosiveness to go down, and then up and over the top to put that ball over the goal line for a touchdown. What a day for J.K. Dobbins. Absolute dominant performance from Dobbins and this offensive line.
J.K. Dobbins' mom, Maya, became pregnant when she was 18 years old. She went to the doctor because she was thinking about aborting the baby, but changed her mind. That baby turned out to be that young man, J.K. Dobbins, who she calls her miracle baby.
Can you believe you heard that on a national? If you didn't hear it very clearly because of the crowd and the cheering, what he said was the camera was on J.K. Dobbins, and he said his mother, Maya, was pregnant at 18. And went and visited the doctor because she was considering having an abortion. She was considering having an abortion and decided against it. Very difficult place to be. 18 years old, single, pregnant, decided not to do it. And that child grew up to be J.K. Dobbins, who she calls her miracle baby. Her miracle baby because she chose not to have an abortion. I sat there. I saw that happen in real time. I'm like, I turned to other people in the room. Did you hear what they just said? They said, no. What they say? And I told them, I said, really? That poor guy, whoever it is, probably going to be fired because he talked about abortion and not having an abortion as being a good thing on national television. Well, good for Mia. Good for doing the right thing. And congratulations to J.K. Dobbins for an incredible football game and season. It's Monday, December 2nd, 2019. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at stevegruber.com, stevegruber.com. We'll be right back.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 855-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.